BlockFi just launched a post-quantum verification platform, and it feels like a really important step for digital asset security.
The important part is that it aims to protect transactions from future quantum computing threats without requiring blockchain networks to replace their existing settlement systems.
That's a big deal, because many blockchains still depend on public key cryptography, like elliptic curve digital signature algorithms, to prove ownership and authorize transactions.
Those methods are secure against today's classical computers, but they could become vulnerable if sufficiently powerful quantum computers arrive.
In theory, a quantum machine could derive private keys from public information already visible on a blockchain, which could let attackers forge signatures or move funds.
That is not an immediate collapse, but it is a serious long-term risk for institutions, exchanges, custodians, and developers who need to plan ahead.
Post-quantum cryptography is meant to resist both classical and quantum attacks, but the challenge is that many blockchain networks are built around older cryptographic assumptions.
Changing those assumptions at the core protocol level can be expensive, complex, and risky.
It can mean upgrades, migrations, or forks, which are especially hard for established networks with large user bases, institutional users, and financial infrastructure already connected.
CFI's approach separates verification from settlement.
Settlement is when a transaction becomes final and recorded in a ledger, while verification is proving that it is valid, properly authorized, and untampered.
The platform focuses on that verification side, so it can validate transaction integrity and authenticity using post-quantum methods while settlement still happens on the existing blockchain.
That layered approach makes quantum-resistant security more practical for organizations that cannot pause, migrate, or rebuild their systems.
That matters a lot for banks, asset managers, custodians, institutional traders, and other financial participants that need continuous, reliable settlement rails.
By adding quantum-resistant verification without disrupting live settlement infrastructure, CFI is trying to reduce adoption friction.
It positions the platform as a bridge between current blockchain operations and future-proof security.
The announcement also includes a Bitcoin testnet proof, which adds real practical relevance to the launch.
A testnet is a sandbox environment where developers can test code, protocols, and integrations before production deployment.
By demonstrating functionality on Bitcoin's testnet, CFI is showing that its platform can interact with one of the most established blockchain environments.
Bitcoin is often treated as a reference point for digital asset security and infrastructure, so a successful testnet demonstration suggests broader applicability beyond newer or smaller chains.
Still, a testnet proof is not the same as production readiness.
It is a proof of concept, not a guarantee that the system will scale efficiently, remain low cost, or achieve wide adoption.
Even so, it moves the conversation from abstract risk planning to real-world experimentation, giving developers, auditors, and institutions something concrete to evaluate.
The timing is also significant.
Quantum computing has often been framed as a distant threat, but it is increasingly being treated as part of long-range institutional risk planning.
Governments, standardization bodies, and financial institutions are already discussing migration paths to post-quantum cryptography.
In that context, blockchain projects that offer practical, modular security upgrades may attract strong interest.
If CFI's platform proves reliable, it could become part of a broader trend in which networks do not need to abandon their existing architecture to address future threats.
Instead, they could add verification layers that strengthen trust, improve auditability, and prepare for a post-quantum world.
For the crypto industry, that could be a useful path forward because it avoids forcing every network to redesign its core cryptography.
The ecosystem can explore complementary tools that strengthen security where it matters most: transaction validation and user trust.
Several challenges remain.
post-quantum algorithms often involve larger key sizes and more computational overhead than current standards.
That can affect performance, storage, bandwidth, and transaction throughput, especially in high-volume systems.
QPhy will need to demonstrate that its verification layer can operate efficiently without creating bottlenecks.
Adoption is another major hurdle.
Even if the technology works, it must integrate cleanly with existing wallets, exchanges, custodians, compliance systems, and institutional workflows.
Institutional buyers will likely require independent audits, performance benchmarks, and clear documentation before committing.
The Bitcoin testnet proof is a useful starting point, but broader integration testing will be essential.
There is also the question of standards.
The post-quantum cryptography field is still evolving, with multiple algorithm families under consideration and ongoing discussions about which solutions should become widely deployed.
QPhy will need to stay aligned with emerging standards if it wants to remain relevant as the industry matures.
Overall, QPhy's launch is a meaningful development in the effort to make blockchain systems more resilient to future technological shifts.
By focusing on post-quantum verification rather than forcing a full replacement of settlement networks, the company is attempting to offer a practical path towards stronger security.
The Bitcoin testnet proof adds credibility by showing that the platform can be tested in a major blockchain environment.
If the platform can scale, integrate smoothly, and withstand independent scrutiny, it may become an important part of preparing digital assets for a post-quantum future.